Welcome to episode 361 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 16th of January 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts for today are Brad, Brent, Jacob, Steve, and myself, Daryl.
Hi, everyone. Jeff here from Gojo Media. I do in-depth and fun food reviews on YouTube. To find me, just search for Gojo Media Jeff.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha, ha. Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Hello, Brad.
Hello, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate. How's your week been?
Busy and at work and mixed in with that stupendously hot Wednesday we had here in sort of Victoria.
Yes, indeed.
41 degrees Celsius with that hot northerly wind. It's sort of, it was the day to just to be lying on the sofa, I think.
Yep, exactly, mate.
With a cold glass or something.
Probably water.
Yep, water, exactly.
Or beer.
Or beer. Well, yeah, alcohol sort of does heat the system up too. But yeah, I did have a beer at the end of the day. I went down to our local watering hole. I had a big steak and I had a beer because I just needed it.
Okay. Now, Daryl, I just want a quick mention. I forgot to ask you this before the podcast, but you bought a new mixer and stuff. Explain what you were doing with that.
Yeah, it's a Yamaha AG06, I think is its sort of name. It's not a very fancy name. It's a nice little mixer because it's USB powered, so you can plug it directly into your PC or your notebook computer. It has two main audio inputs for microphones, plus it has other auxiliary inputs, so you can you could plug an iPhone in or something if you're wanting to bring music in. And then you've got a number of outputs, so you can output to, for example, a digital voice recorder and all that sort of stuff, so that yeah, if you're doing a recording and you want to be recording multiple things like a Skype call and various other things, it makes life a lot easier to do that sort of stuff. And by recording to an outside device like another sort of audio device, like a digital voice recorder, you're putting less stress on your PC, because if your PC is actually running the recording software as well as, say, running a Skype call or Hangout or something like that, it all adds to the load on the computer, and that could be an issue if your computer suddenly you had a blue screen to death or something in the middle of your podcast and you're recording it. So I'm still learning about it. I was quite a bit of a noob when it came to mixers and stuff, but it is nice because it gives you things like a little bit of reverb and a few other things, and it's got some software free software from Yamaha that you can install, that when you plug your mixer in, you can change some of the settings. Like if you don't like the current reverb setting, you can edit it software-wise and it saves it onto the mixer. And so, but yeah, if you're a musician, it's quite portable. You can plug your guitar in, and it's got an amp setting that gives it sort of an electronic amp to your guitar. And it's also got a smaller brother called the AG03, which only has one XLR mic input. So if you don't want one with two, you can have the smaller one. So yeah, and so far the little bit of testing I've done playing around with it. So far, so good.
All right, so next week you'll be recording the podcast from your
I'll
end.
Be recording the podcast next
week,
yes.
Do we need to do a backup as well?
Maybe you all be ought to be recording the podcast at the same time as me, just in case of, just in case I go, whoops.
No, it'll be interesting to see how you go with that next week, because it'll be interesting what the audio quality like and that sort of stuff. And
The Zune H2N, which is my little digital voice recorder, when you plug that into it, it treats it as an external microphone coming into it, and you can actually do settings there. So hopefully during this week, the weather's a bit cooler and everything, I'll do a few test runs and listen to it back and just try and tweak the settings to make the audio as good as I can.
Sweet, good stuff, mate. Can't wait to hear that. We've got Brent back on. Welcome, Brent. How are you, mate? How's your week been?
Hey, pretty good. We just got our first little taste of snow here in Northeast United States. Just a little bit of a dusting, a little early ahead of schedule. But otherwise, pretty good. Glad to be back.
I love snow.
Well, you say that, but then you live here and then you hate it.
I've never been snow before, so I like how it looks, but it looks cool. So anything happened during the week, Brent? Is that it, mate?
No, not too much.
Not too much. Okay, good stuff, mate. Good to have you on. Let's go to Jacob. How's your week been, Jacob?
Pretty good. Trying to get over being sick.
Being sick, okay. Anything else, mate?
Other than that, I'm just helping my mom around the house.
All right, good stuff, mate. We've got some good news stories coming up this today's episode too. iOS 9.3 and this sort of good stuff and... Steve, well, how'd your week been, mate? Welcome back.
it's been pretty good. Don't necessarily have anything new this week. I've been busy doing other things, but actually, I don't know. I know CES has been out for a while, but I know we didn't necessarily talk about it, but maybe for another show, I guess. All right. It takes a while to decode all that.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So we got a big announcement, Daryl.
Yeah, we've got a giveaway, a Tech Webcast giveaway. We've got an Apple TV fourth generation, so I think that's the latest and greatest Apple TV. Waiting for someone to win it. As for the international guests, unfortunately, it's an Australian owned. It's an Australian only contest due to a lot of limitations in getting Apple TVs out overseas and the differences between them because of our power supplies and various other things here. So apologies, anyone who's listening that says, hey, I'm in the US or Britain and, you know, you're forgetting me. We're not forgetting you. It's just unfortunate.
On that note, if anyone is listening from that area, like the UK or Britain or whatever, or anywhere around the world, let us know if you are listening and...
We might, you know, in another giveaway at some stage, we will try and do something that includes you guys as well. So definitely. We haven't forgotten you.
Yeah, definitely.
So what we would like people to do is, those of you who, of course, are our faithful listeners, we would like you to take a picture of what you were doing while you're listening to Tech Webcast, an episode of Tech Webcast, whether you're sitting outside at the beach, if you're in Australia, whether you're up a mountainside... So take what you think is something that may be a bit unusual, out of the ordinary, while you're listening to an episode of Tech Webcast. And to enter, just go to our Tech Webcast or Twitter at Tech Webcast with your favorite pick. So tweet that to Tech Webcast and use the hashtag Win Apple TV. It's all one word. Hashtag
so
win Apple TV.
So do they need to be in the photo? Does a person's face need to be in the photo, Daryl?
Well, I guess, I mean, if some people are a bit sensitive about their full face being in the photo, I mean, if it's a silhouette of someone, you know, make them artistic. If you haven't got anything that's like, you're not sitting on, you know, you're not sitting up on the top of a tree, or you're not on the mountainside, but even make it artistic. If you can't think of a spot where you watch that you think is going to be really interesting, make the photo artistic if you want to do something like that. Exactly. But yeah, at least a silhouette of someone or you know, tweet it to sort of, you know, to our at Tech Webcast is our Twitter handle, and with the hashtag Win Apple TV so that we can sort of monitor it, or on our Facebook page, the Tech Webcast Facebook page, give it a like and then post something there. And Brad might even, as it's going along, put some of them on his blog or give them a bit of a promotion. So even if you're not the winner, your photograph may still get seen around the place. And we will be announcing the winner on February 6th. And as I said, and the prize is an Apple TV fourth generation. So that's a pretty cool prize just to get out there and take a great pick.
2 second job, and by the way, I do love my Apple TV 4. I love it. I use it every day, and so, it's a great device. And I know a lot of people who has one, and if
I wasn't on Tech Webcast, I'd be entering as well.
Can you enter? I don't know if you can or not.
No, I would probably. What they used to say in a lot of these contests? People who are involved with the company or blah blah. But if I was a Tech Webcast listener, I know what I'd be doing right now.
Yeah, I might even try and chuck in a iTunes card as well with the Apple TV, so you can actually buy some content on there, so you can watch it.
Even better. So there you have it. I mean, look at that. You've got an iTunes card, possibly an iTunes card with your Apple TV. What more could you want?
Exactly. And even better,
for a photograph, spend a few minutes thinking about it and framing and send and tweet in or Facebook in your best photo.
All right, good stuff. Steve, is that a good deal or what?
Sounds like it to me.
Jacob, what do you reckon?
Let rock and roll, Brian.
Yeah, and just nothing over top, no photos that...
Well, yeah, no. Nudity and just be a little bit classy. That's all we ask for. Artistic, fine, but yeah, just be
if that happens, I won't be... I'll just delete it. I won't be pasting that on anywhere.
Hashtag that includes being on the bathroom toilet.
Yes, that's right, yeah, that as well.
All those things. Yeah, just be classy. Yeah. If you wouldn't like to see it, then... don't post it.
Exactly. What else has been happening, Dale? What else? I run a community on Google Plus, by the way, called Podcasting.
Oh, cool! So that's certainly worth. Yeah, Google Plus communities, I think, are good.
Yeah,
and I think
definitely.
If anyone wants to sort of join in, and if you've got, it's another way. If you're not a Facebooker, perhaps, or even if you're not on Twitter much. Yeah, join in and post your comments and your thoughts. We're always after.
So just on a side note, that podcasting community is not just about this podcast; it's about other podcasts. You can post whatever you want.
Yeah, if you're a podcaster or you're considering being a podcaster, or you've got a question, or maybe you've got some cool tech or something that you're using for your podcast and you'd like to share it with other podcasters, do that, because we're all a community. Yeah. We're all out there trying to. Do the best programs, and it's good to share resources.
Yep, definitely, mate. Sounds good, buddy. Sounds good. So who's going to do the news today? Steve?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go, mate? All right, make sure you got your news voice on, okay? okay, here we go. Here's this. The news intro.
And welcome to the Tech Webcast News Stories of the Week. And we're going to talk a little bit about the new iOS coming out and the tvOS. And for iOS 9.3, I'm not going to go over everything, but tell you some perspective features. We have Night Shift, Notes. You can now use lock with your fingerprint with Touch ID. You can personalize news. Discover new health apps and see more on your dashboard. A little bit about CarPlay, and there's going to be some new features coming out in iOS 9.3. As far as tvOS 9.2, which is going to be podcast apps, folders, and switcher UI, Bluetooth keyboard support, which I look forward to coming out. And as far as the first news story, Apple is shutting down its iAd app network on June 30th. Apple today announced that it will shut down the iAd app network at the end of June. Although we no longer accepting new apps into the network, Advertising campaigns may continue to run, and you can still earn advertising revenue until June 30th. And also, where is Apple's 5K Thunderbolt display? It is approaching 5 years since Apple began shipping the Thunderbolt display in September 2011, leading many to wonder when the monitor received a long-anticipated update, if ever. And this is on Mac Rumors. Next news story on Tech Radar. Of course, in the virtual reality race, we have many contenders. Of course, Facebook's Oculus Rift, among others, and Sony. When it comes to emerging technologies, numerous tech companies appear to be eyeing virtual reality as the venerable new world ripe for plunder. The technology itself, of course, has existed for decades in one form or another. However, it's only been able to offer a little more than novel functionality for consumer-facing markets. And 925 Mac, bad news if you watch Netflix content from other countries, proxies will soon be blocked. There is bad news for anyone who uses a proxy service to access Netflix content from outside their own country. The company says in a blog post that it will be blocking proxies within the coming weeks. And last but not least, this is why, from Social Times website, this is why controversial Twitter game Stolen was removed from iTunes App Store. Amid concerns over the app's design, Hey Incorporated has pulled its Twitter game Stolen from the iTunes App Store. The game allowed users to virtually buy and collect users' Twitter accounts as they would collect trading cards, but was designed to allow users to buy others even without their knowledge or consent. And those are the tech news stories of the week.
Well done, Steve. Now, let's talk about the Thunderbolt display for a minute. Steve, I know you've got one. I've got one. I'm loving mine. Do you reckon it's time for a new screen?
Well, tell you the truth, I don't have the Thunderbolt version.
Oh, you don't?
Originally, okay. When I bought my 2009 Mac Pro, I did get the Apple Cinema display, the 24-inch.
I got 24-inch, okay.
Yeah, I do have the 2013 Mac Pro, which does have Thunderbolt, so technically I could probably use their Thunderbolt display. Currently, I'm not. What I have is good enough for right now.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff. Yeah, no, I love mine. I love it. Great screen. Daryl, let's go to you, mate. Any views on them stories, mate?
I haven't got a Mac, so the Thunderbolt display. But I think with any of those things, it's just a matter of, you know, is there content 5K, you know, content out there that's that requires it, and how much of it? So I guess, you know, when it reaches a tipping point, Apple will, you know, roll out a new update to that. The Stolen, yeah, I'd seen that, the game, but I hadn't really got involved with it before it was removed from the App Store. But obviously, yeah, it broke a few rules, and so
I thought it was a fun.
I think it was a fun game,
but I think some people took it the wrong way, and
I think people when it got posted that someone had bought their name, thought it was real, and maybe there was a lot of backlash, particularly to Apple and that.
Exactly,
Twitter,
which is not true, because it's just a game, you know.
It was just a fun game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it got a lot of backlash. Yeah. I guess the easiest thing for these big tech companies is just, well, we'll ban that, and that'll solve that. The VR race, yes, I see it in CES, of course, with Oculus Rift now out and about, but I think it was Brent that said last week that VR was going to be the 2016 big mover in 2016, and that's could, you know, I think that could quite possibly happen with Oculus sort of pushing, you know, and these other competing ones coming out. And yeah, I had a feeling with Netflix that was going to happen, because they've just released Netflix in about 130 countries now, and so up until that time there were only a few countries that had Netflix, so I guess it didn't really bother Netflix or even the content creators if an Australian was, you know, switching to the US service and getting through and listening to seeing programs that we couldn't see here in Australia. But now with 130 countries, I'm sure Netflix is doing this because otherwise they would probably get sued by the license holders of content in countries that Like, for example, you know, there are movies we can't see here in Australia for Netflix because, say, our networks out here have got the rights to them. I'm sure if they've, you know, they would be looking at legal action against Netflix for allowing people to use VPNs or proxies to go through and actually view them. It's a pity, but it's sort of because Netflix has now grown to 130 countries, it was sort of inevitable that they were going to put up the walls, I think. Yeah, that's it. On iOS, yeah, 9.3 looks like it's going to be a nice little incremental update with a few tasty bits.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait for the new Apple TV update coming to the new TV OS too as
well. Yeah, that'll be nice, yeah.
Podcasting app's going to be on there this time and it's going to be fantastic.
Cool.
Let's go to Jacob. What's your view on them stories at all? Make any views at all?
Well, the iAds from Apple, I'm quite happy that they are giving them the boot.
Right.
And also the Netflix, it's good because Netflix wants to keep the stuff in the U.S., not all over the world.
Well, Netflix need to expand their content to other countries so people won't need to do this sort of thing.
And,
I know a few people who do. I actually know a few people who used to do it. I used to do it, which I stopped doing it because I think it was unfair, but... because I got Foxtel, and I don't really need to, didn't really need to do it. But...
As I say, I think it's the fact that if say for example, I mean, we use Game of Thrones, but I mean, I know it's not, but if you overuse Game of Thrones, imagine if Netflix had Game of Thrones in the US and started allowing it to be broadcast into Australia,
yeah.
While Foxtel has the rights to Game of Thrones, and they pay quite a lot of money to HBO.
Mm.
Foxtel's going to be really, you know, upset. At that, and so they'll probably say to Netflix, hey, block this or we'll take legal action in Australia over it. So Netflix are just obviously being preemptive and saying, before you all get upset that we're now in 130 countries, we are going to, you know, stop people being able to jump onto the, say, the US Netflix. But
you think that's right. Wrong, Darryl? What's your view on that? Do you think it's bad that people do that?
Legally, they haven't got much choice because otherwise, they will get sued because if they're broadcast, if they're allowing, knowingly allowing people to sort of sidestep, you know, and broadcast into Australia stuff that Australian, you know, someone else in Australia has the rights to, then legally, yeah, they're in a bind. I mean, there's the moral question about, you know, content and having restrictions on, you know, we should be able to get our content where we like, and you know, I'm not saying we don't pay for it, but we should, you know, we pay Netflix or pay whoever, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Netflix is in. You know, I mean, Netflix would love it if they had all the content and they could. I put an article on Facebook just where late last week about Netflix and being in 130 countries and how the fear will be for Australians, the Australian networks, about losing content. But it is, it's content is king. If Netflix can buy the content and then can distribute it to 130 countries. They could become a behemoth, but it's just a matter of them outside the US being able to get that content. And I think that's where the fight's going to be, you know, within commercial networks and Stan.
Yeah, definitely. Talking of Stan, I'm really enjoying Stan. It's also now on the Xbox One, by the way. If you've got an Xbox One, you can use Stan. I'm finding a lot of content on Stan that I liked enjoying now, watching that on Stan.
I think it's going to be a battle not only of the streaming services and, you know, and whether they're how good they are and the quality of their service. It's going to be a battle of content, particularly outside the US, because you know between Netflix and of course the local networks aren't just going to roll over and die. They're going to try and fight by, you know, snapping up content and saying, no, you can only see it on Presto or Stan or on the networks. And same with Foxtel. You know, they're going to try and snap up stuff and say, well, you can only see it on Foxtel. So it's going to be a battle. But, yeah, it is frustrating when the consumer gets locked out of programs they want to see, you know, in Australia.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're not seeing it. It's just like they can't see it on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway.
You can still get it if you want to pay Foxtel. Yeah.
Jacob, go ahead, mate. Any other views, mate, on them stories? Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
All I was wanting to talk about is the game Stolen.
Right, go ahead.
It was fun, until they shut that sucker down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite fun. I liked it. Me and you were using it and stuff, and it was quite fun, you know? But anyway, That is no longer around.
Gone.
Gone, mate. Gone to the wind. Jacob, what else you want to say, mate?
That's about it, Brad.
What about iOS 9? What about iOS 9.3 and Apple TV and that sort of stuff?
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Let's go to Brent. Brent, any views on them stories, mate?
Yeah, just a couple. The iAd thing that Apple's shutting down, that's not surprising. That never really caught traction. But I thought it was interesting because when it was first demoed on stage, I don't know if it was Steve Jobs or Scott Forstall at the time, but when it was first demoed, they showed the idea of a little I, a capital I, showing in the corner of these ads, and that let you know that this is an iAd, and therefore, no matter what you do, if you touch this, you will not be taken out of the app. It's going to be an in-app ad. We're not going to open Safari and open some tab and take you to some crazy website that's going to have some other pop-up. iAd let you know it was a safe experience. You could quickly get in, get out, and trust you weren't going to be thrown all over the system. And that's the one reason that I actually would periodically actually intentionally touch on an iAd banner on some free app I had periodically if I saw something interesting. But I will really don't click on any ads now because they're going to open Safari and some browser and take me somewhere I want to go. But that is a shame. That could have been something cool, but that never took off.
Hmm.
With regard to the thing about the Netflix proxy, I understand that they're really enforcing this now, mainly because the content providers are screaming and saying, hey, people are watching this content illegally by going into other zones and other cordoned off areas of the geographic planet to access this stuff virtually. And they're not leaving their home, but now they can pop over and look like they're from Sweden and see some different stuff. And what's important about that is the different deals, not necessarily your different content, but much different time frames. You can get the stuff you want usually a lot faster if you jump to a different zone. A great example was the 10th season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a ridiculous comedy over here. And that was made available to pretty much the whole world months and months and months ago, but the U.S. just got it a few weeks ago, even though it's produced here in the U.S., just because of how the laws are set and how the deals are struck. So, I don't think Netflix cares at all. They just are going to start enforcing it because the content providers are
not happy.
Yeah, and exactly. Last thing I'll mention is on that iOS update, the most interesting part to me on the new iOS is for sure Steve, I can't remember what you called it. I think it's either Night Shade or Night Shift or something like that. Night something.
Night Mode, maybe?
I don't know. Name of that night, feature. Night Mode, something like that.
Mm.
Yeah, that great is feature. Really cool. That's the thing where the screen, well, I guess will kind of, the blue will start to disappear and it will turn more of a sepia tone or kind of a pinkish hue later at night. And the science is pretty sound that exposure to blue lights when you're in the transition to sleep is really bad for you. It's not good. It affects a lot of things, including memory and your sleep. And so this idea of fading out the blue is great to have that system-wide. And the one reason I may have cracked and done jailbreaking a few years ago to get this app that's been around for a long time. So that Apple's going to weave that in at the OS level is good. Hopefully they pay off this company called Flux, who really did invent this, though.
All right, good stuff, Brent. Anything else you want to say, mate?
No.
That's
just,
it?
Still contributing to my fund for VR for 2016.
Good stuff. Are you on Apple Music?
$20.
I'm not sure if Arshin's not Brent, but are you an Apple Music or Spotify person?
I did the Apple Music trial for 3 months in the U.S. when they launched. It was nice. I didn't get hooked.
Yep.
So I did let it expire, and I never really got into Spotify. So I'm more of a stick to the
buy music
for a buck or buy it for $1.29.
Okay.
Or I still like Pandora periodically with ads.
Okay.
I love that Pandora figured out that they can sell one-day passes without ads for like $3 or $4. I've done that a few times. That's fantastic, and for me, that's good enough.
Cool, mate. Good stuff. Steve, did I ask you about the stories?
Not exactly, but there's a few that I wanted to talk about. And, of course, I want to go a little bit more into the VR, especially the Oculus Rift, because they kind of released some of the requirements especially on the PC side of things. It does require some beefy hardware. And here it mentions you need at least a NVIDIA GTX 970 and an AMD 290 or above. And some of the other ones aren't too bad as well. And it looks like this is going to be primarily for gaming for right now until we get some other things for use in engineering and the like. Of course, I think the Sony PlayStation is going to also have their own version. And I've also been debating other internet forums that perhaps even the Sony version might be a bit better for developers because they only have one platform they have to worry about rather than the PC side, because then they have to worry about all the different kinds of hardware configurations. But I thought it was an interesting news story.
All right, good stuff, Steve. Anything else, mate?
And actually, yeah, with the Apple TV, the Bluetooth keyboard support, which I do have the Apple's Bluetooth keyboard. So
good
perhaps
stuff.
Is another way to type in instead of using the hand controller.
I use the remote app. I use the iOS remote app on my iPad or my iPhone, which comes in handy. And the keyboard comes up on that, which really cool. Have you got an Apple TV 4, Steve?
Sure. Yeah, we talked about it before.
Oh, you do have one. Okay, cool. Cool, good stuff. Jennifer's got one too, so yeah. So does Jacob. And what else, Steve? Anything else, mate?
I think that's it for this week. Or
that's it. That is a wrap for episode 361. Daryl, last words, mate, before we wrap up, mate?
Just remember, everybody out there, remember to get your photos in.
Yeah.
And, because you could be the winner of a Apple TV, and you've seen how much the guys here like their Apple TVs, so get to it. You can find me at Learnscape on Twitter and just Daryl Hunt on Google+.
Good stuff, mate. Good to have you back on, Daryl. Good to see you next week.
Yep.
You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Jacob Jones.
You can follow me at JazzBot32669 1Z.
Good stuff, mate. Good job, by the way. You did a good job. Brent, what about you, mate?
You can direct all inquiries to me through telepathic powers, and I'll listen to you that way.
Okay.
I'm impressed. Okay.
And I'll also recommend that everyone heed the advice of Daryl, which is that that is a ridiculous small amount of effort to get yourself into pretty good odds of winning this thing. You know, Brad, you said earlier, like, just 2 seconds. It really is only, like, a couple seconds to take a picture and
exactly.
add a hashtag of how you watch or and how you listen to this. And you've got a good shot of winning a pretty decent piece of hardware. So,
but my question is, who's going to pick the winner?
Hey, I might even submit my own photo. I know I can't win, but...
The big question is, who's going to win, though? Who's going to pick the winner?
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens.
You know, we had this the first $1 billion U.S. lottery here in the States a couple days ago. We've never gotten to that high. And that's when everyone goes and buys tickets, which always astonishes me when the odds are so against it of ever being realistic. This is a perfect opportunity. You're not going to be competing against a bazillion people, and an Apple TV 4 is a nice thing to have.
Yeah,
if you just got to take a picture and use a hashtag.
Exactly.
What are you waiting for?
And then I think the people who have entered, I think we should put the names in a hat and then do it that way. Maybe Daryl, would that work?
or maybe one of our guests could. You know, we could talk to one of our guests that are coming on and say, "Hey, would you like to?" Have a look at these photos.
Exactly. Let them pick the winner.
And see what you think is the best. Because, yeah, you know, what the best, who the best photography is of. So maybe, yeah, grab one of our guests and say, here are the finalists that we've sort of had a look at and we think are really good. And you choose the winner.
Okay.
That's what I reckon. Yeah.
Yep. I agree. Steve, what about you, mate? Where can they get hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
All right. Jacob, last famous words, mate.
You lost the game, Brent.
Oh.
Okay. Brush your hair.
GTA later, Jacob.
Yes.
Okay, cool, man. All right. Catch us all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. TechWebcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. TechWebcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer!